And welcome back to the Leafs Ice Center here in West Dundee, Illinois, where the score is the Steele County Blades 4 and the Chicago Cougars 3. This is Eric Woolawhite. Thanks for joining us on Hockey TV, USPHL action between the Cougars and the Blades. The Blades again leading 4-3 after two periods of play in what was a very penalty-filled second period. For a long stretch there, the Cougars were two men down, and they were able to kill off that penalty while still maintaining a one-goal deficit, so keep themselves in the game. Now they're going to start the third period with a minute 33 remaining on their power play to try and even things up, so we're going to cut to action right now. Get ready for the face-off between the Blades and the Cougars on USPHL Hockey here on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School. Cougars have possession inside their own zone. And now they get the puck out to center ice. Marsalek loses the puck, and the Blades will dump it all the way down. Picking up the puck was Laukkanen. Helfel deflected inside the zone, but the Blades will clear. On net, Martinovich will stick it aside and throw it out to center ice to Helf. Here's Helf shoveling it over to Laukkanen along the far boards. He's going to skate inside the zone. Centering attempt was taken away by the Blades, but then Helf will throw it behind the net. That's picked up by Josh Goyne of the Blades. Laukkanen keeps it in at the far point. Here is Moskalik. Throws it over to the near point to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to Helf along the near boards, and he loses the puck on pressure from Valley. 24 seconds remaining on the power play for the Cougars. Moskalik backhanded, no one there. Kavanaugh is going to have to retreat. Now here comes Kavanaugh. 9 seconds remaining on the power play for the Cougars to Lenzi. Lenzi skating it inside the zone. Lost the puck entering the zone at the blue line. And the Blades clear, and that'll do it for the Cougars' power play. Both teams back at full strength. 18-23 to play. It's 4-3 in favor of Steele County. Cougars going right to left this third period, and the Blades left to right. Now the puck along the near boards. Here's Coy Payne. His centering attempt went awry. It's going to go all the way down inside the Cougars' zone. Rolls on net. Martinovich had to hold on. And a faceoff will ensue with 17:51 to play. 4-3 in favor of Steele County. Now let's review the goal scorers again for Steele County. Oscari Valley, Zach Betmeng, Caleb Combs, Chase Wedding for the Cougars. Michael Helf, Nate Janjic, and Jonathan Moskalik. Those are your goal scorers today. 4-3 lead for the Blades. Here's Adam Rifle for the Cougars. Throws it over to Hartman, and Hartman deflects it. Now Hartman will shovel it ahead. An icing call against the Cougars. Faceoff will come all the way down inside the Cougar zone. Faceoff to the left of goaltender Luke Martinovich. Martinovich came in on relief of goaltender Andrew Farah at about the 18-minute mark of the second period after the Blades had scored their fourth goal. And so far, Martinovich has not been scored on. Blades throw the puck out to center ice. Bishop intercepts and dumps it back into the Blade zone. Now here come the Blades trying to get outside their own zone, get it out to center ice. And taking it, skating with it now ahead of steam, Zach Betmeng. Zach Betmeng, he gets checked and loses the puck, but we're going to have a penalty. An elbow call against Michael Helf, and he's going to take a seat. So Helf going to the box for elbowing. Power play time for the Blades. 16:49 to play in the third period with the Blades holding on to a 4-3 lead. Cougars win the draw. Eric Norman throws it over along the far boards. Kept in at the far point by Coy Payne. Now here's Goyne. Goyne flips it over to the far circle to Soren Kolstrup. Kolstrup battled off the puck by Norman and the Cougars clear. Now here's Severson comes outside of his net to throw the puck over to the far boards. Mike Lenzi doing a good job of killing off the penalty. And now Partial will go off for a change. Here come the Blades. Lewis around the slot. Throws it behind the net to Soren Kolstrup. Puck kicks to the slot and cleared by the Cougars. Josh Goyne will have to retreat. Here's Coy Payne at center ice. He'll dump it inside the zone and chase after it. Cougars get there first, throw it along the near boards. Soren Kolstrup keeps it in at the near point. His shot goes wide but kept in by Chase Lewis along the far boards. Now Lenzi. Lenzi rings it off the far boards and out. Cougars clear the puck and then they'll go off for a player change. With some fresh penalty killers on the ice. 52 seconds remaining on the power play. 15:38 remaining here in period three with the Blades holding a 4-3 advantage. Circling it around. Here's Valley. Valley trying to feed into the slot. Bettman, that hopped over his stick. Cougars are going to go the other way. Could be a two-on-one. Aronovich was it loose in the slot, but the pass was behind him, and now the Blades will recover and set up for their power play. Glusat. He'll take the puck and throw it back in along the near boards. Number three, Kolstrup. Out of the reach of Kajera. And that's going to be an icing call against the Blades with 7 seconds remaining on their power play on the elbow call against Michael Helf. Faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Mike Severson, who's had a pretty good game in net. Faceoff won by the Blades. Puck comes loose into the far corner. Blades look to get the puck outside the zone. They do. Center ice, Kavanaugh will chip it away for the Cougars. Now he'll get it back inside his own zone. Stick handles around Lieb. Knocks the puck off the board. And cross ice pass to Janzik. Janzik skating in. Tries to fire a shot from the top of the far circle. That was blocked by the Blades. Now here comes Lieb. Lieb throws a shot on net. Martinovich makes an easy glove save. And he'll hold on with 14:24 to play. 4-3, Steele County Blades. Well, fans, Cougar fans, USPHL fans, don't forget, next weekend, more games to come here at the Leafs Ice Center. The Wisconsin Rapids River Kings will be in town at the Leafs Center for 2 games, Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday, both the River Kings and the Cougars will play an outdoor game at the Rosemont Ice Arena, Rosemont in Rosemont, Illinois. And we'll have all those games here on Hockey TV, so make sure you stay tuned. And hey, another elbow call. Just in case you weren't paying attention, Soren Kolstrup, I believe, is the one getting nabbed for the elbow call. He was trying to say it was a hit with the shoulder, but... he was not convincing to the referee. So now the Cougars will go on to the power play with 14:12 to play in the third period. They desperately need a goal to tie things up. Shot, tip, rebound. Lenzi was there to get the tip. Severson made a great save, and then he was able to cover up the rebound with Lenzi waiting on the doorstep on that shot attempt from Bishop at the near point. Here you see Bishop. He's going to get the cross-ice pass from Laukkanen. And Lenzi getting a stick on it. Severson able to make the save. Now the puck down low. Moskalik. He has it near point. Throws it over to Bishop. Bishop fires a shot towards the net. That gets deflected into the near corner. And Moskalik will chase it down. Throws it over to the far boards where it's intercepted by Coy Payne. He'll throw it off the glass all the way down inside the Cougar zone with a minute 25 remaining on the power play for the Cougars. Off the stick of Aronovich. He'll drop it back to Bishop. Bishop, he's going to skate it up from center ice and ring it around behind the goal line inside the Blades zone, but the Blades are able to clear. That's number 17, Caleb Combs, with the clear. And now the Cougars, Bishop, will set up shot behind his own net. Throws it to the far boards. Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh has it. Gets it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, cross-ice pass to Marcuselli. Far circle. Gets it over to Helfel on the far boards. Over to Van Dyke. Shot. Didn't get enough on it. That gets deflected over. Actually, that was Mika Hawk with the shot attempt. And his stick broke, so that'll explain why he didn't get much on it. All right, now Laukkanen gets it over to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has the puck knocked off his stick. Now they'll circle it around to Helf in the near corner. Back to Van Dyke along the near boards. To Kavanaugh near point. Back to Van Dyke, top of the near circle. Stick handling into the slot area. Looking for an opening. Down low to Helf. He tried to fire it. And Severson was able to guide that behind the net. Tough angle shot there from Helf. Now here's Helf with the puck. He's going to skate wide in the far circle. Throws it towards net. Doesn't get through as the Blades are able to get in front of it. Kavanaugh keeping the puck in the near point. And the puck gets knocked out to center ice all the way down inside the Cougar zone where Martinovich will come out and shovel it ahead to Van Dyke. Van Dyke will dump it inside the Blade zone as he heads off for a change. Now Severson will come out of his net and he'll throw the puck along the far boards to Valley. Valley cross ice pass to number 11, Batmang. And the Blades, Batmang has the puck. Top of the far circle, shot save made by Martinovich. That was probably the best chance the Blades have had against Martinovich since he's been in the game. Puck loose, comes out to the neutral zone. Soren Kolstrup will gather it up, skate inside his own zone, shovel it ahead to Coy Payne along the near boards, inside the Cougar zone, near circle shot. And Martinovich able to see that one all the way and hold on for the faceoff. With 11:16 to play in period number three, Steele County still holding on to that 4-3 lead. Faceoff is going to be to the right of goaltender Martinovich. Cougars look to take possession of the draw. Najira chips it into the far corner, however. Now Norman loses the puck. Goes over to Hartman behind his own net. He'll throw it to the far boards. And coming up with it is Moskalik. Moskalik try to feed Lenzi off his stick, but inside the Blade zone. Blades looking to come the other way. Skating with ahead of scene, number 19, Griffin Waters. Dumps it in and goes off for a change. Martinovich rings it around to the near corner inside the Cougar zone. Now Lenzi has it. Eludes a couple defenders. He's going to skate with it. Tried to drop pass over to Moskalik. That was out of his reach. And going after it, number 18, Tristan Kleswat. Kleswat, let's see. Players coming down. I don't see an arm up for a penalty. Oh, it's going to be icing call. It looks like we have a player for the Cougars heading off. Or is there a player down on the ice, I should say, in the far corner, or in the near corner. Trying to get a look, see who that is. Looks like he's on his skates now. And it looks like it was Lieb, number 13. No? Yes. So it was Lieb, Christian Lieb, number 13, who was down in the near corner inside the Cougar zone. And he was able to skate back to his bench on his own power. A little shaken up still. Now the referees are conferencing. See if there's any penalty forthcoming here on this play that was sort of behind the play. Trying to see if any of the referees saw something, and now they're going over to the box. They're going to talk it over with the captains, Van Dyke and Lewis. Van Dyke for the Cougars and Lewis for the Blades. Talking over the scenario there. And Van Dyke heading over to the Cougars bench to explain things to the Cougars bench. And the door swings open. And Mr. Hartman will enter the box for the Cougars. And it'll be power play time for the Blades with 10:25 to play here in period three. Gavin Hartman with a slashing call. So the Cougars have to kill off another penalty here. Soren Kolstrup has the puck near circle. Had the puck knocked off his stick by Michael Helf, and it comes out to center ice. There, Josh Goring will have to take possession. Now Chase Lewis into the zone. Feeds the puck, but it goes over the blue line. Blades will have to come back onside and regroup. Inside the zone, Valley circling far circle. Drops it down low, trying to feed Lewis. Lewis chasing after it in the near corner. Gets to the near point, Wedding. Wedding down low. Back to Lewis. Lewis near circle. Down low to Soren Kolstrup. To the slot area. Firing a shot and deflecting wide on that shot attempt by Josh Goring. Puck loose. Cougars clear it out to center ice where Wedding will corral it for the Blades. Wedding dropping it back. Soren Kolstrup. Kolstrup has it in the near corner inside the Cougar zone. Skating along the near boards. Puck battle ensues, and the Cougars' Lenzi able to knock it out and clear. Josh Goring in front of his own net inside the Blade zone. He's going to circle behind the net and look for the Blades to get set up with 41 seconds remaining on their power play. Now puck rung along to the far boards by Betmeng. Comes loose in the slot, and poking it away was Parshall, doing a good job to knock that puck outside the zone. Lieb back on the ice now on the power play, deflects it inside the Cougar zone. Puck comes loose to Lenzi, and he's going to skate with it. Lenzi inside the zone. He fans on a pass. Now he throws it over to the far boards. The Cougars take possession. Madonia, 2 seconds remaining on the power play. Moskalik throws it inside the Blade zone, and that'll kill off the remaining seconds on the power play for the Blades. Both teams back at full strength. 8:14 to play. 4-3 now. As a shot whistled over the crossbar by Moskalik. Blades, or Cougars, trying to put on some pressure here. Madonia. Van Dyke. Down low to Lenzi. To Moskalik, he puts it in the net! Lenzi fires the puck and makes the pass from the far corner, and coming in was Moskalik, and he was able to put that in the far side, or the glove side, of goaltender Severson. So the puck's going to come down to the corner. Watch Lenzi chase after it. Moskalik's going to head to the gravy area, and he fires it past the glove of goaltender Severson, and this game is tied. So a big penalty kill for the Cougars, and then shortly thereafter, they're able to get the equalizer with Moskalik putting in his second goal of the game. 4-4 with 7:48 remaining. Here come the Blades. Wedding. Here come the Cougars. Aronovich. He gets checked into the boards, but the play was offsides. The faceoff will come outside the zone. On the near boards, the faceoff will take place. Lindsay wins the draw for the Cougars. Here's Laukkanen. Over to Bishop. Bishop feeds it to Lindsay. Lindsay gets a shot off, but getting a stick on it and getting it deflected was Jaeger Wasom for the Blades. That shot went into the net, and we'll have another stoppage of play. And a faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Mike Severson. All tied up at four. So we've got a very competitive battle here today with the Cougars able to draw the tie. Oh, here comes Valley in all alone. Stick handling. Oh, and he hits it off the post. He had a little area to work with as Martinovich had his pad all the way out, and the puck went off the post and then into the near corner. Now here's Laukkanen. Behind the net, stuff attempt. That gets deflected over the net. Valley will pick up the loose change, gets it into the slot area. Puck knocked down with a high stick. Well, the Cougars will take possession. Here comes Van Dyke along the far boards. He'll chip it out to center ice. Now skating Muskalic. And the Blades were able to get there first. They throw it out to center ice. Here's Bishop. Bishop drops the puck back. Now the puck behind the net. Blades look to clear. Van Dyke tries to keep it in, but now the puck comes loose. Here comes Soren Kolstrup. Kolstrup has a puck knocked off his stick. Cougars take possession. They look to clear. They do. Adam Rifle on the far boards. Has the puck taken away. And the puck goes into the near corner inside the Blade zone. Madonia. No, that's Mika Hauk keeping it in. And knocking down. That was Parshaw trying to keep the puck inside the zone, but now it rings back in. Mike Severson gets there first for the Blades, and he'll throw it out to center ice. 5:45 remaining. We're all tied up at four. Puck inside the Blade zone. Shot goes wide a net of goaltender Severson. Pinching in was Mika Hauk to keep it in at the far point. And the backhand score! That's Mike Helf as the puck came out from the far corner, and Helf was able to put it in. Here goes the puck in the far corner, dug out by Aronovich, feeds it to Helf, and Helf skates in, stick handles around a defender, backhands it in the net, beats Severson. Cougars take the 5-4 lead, and that's going to force the Seal County Blades to call a timeout. So two goals apiece for Helf and Muskalic. And a great centering attempt there by Aronovich in the far corner, able to get that into Helf. And Helf did the rest of the work along the way. What a pretty goal by Michael Helf. I believe, yeah, so the goal scored by Helf with the assist by Aronovich, digging that puck out of the far corner. We have a 5-4 lead. All right, Van Dyke will take the draw for the Cougars at center ice against Chase Lewis for the Blades. Cougars take possession. Here's Helf, drops it back to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. Up to Aronovich. Aronovich chips it inside the Cougars' Blade zone. And Josh Goyne will try and ring it outside the zone, and he does. Bishop gets it over to Helf. Helf skating at center ice. He's going to throw it inside the zone and chase after it. Severson leaves it behind the net. Helf gets there, tries to interrupt the play, but now the Blades are finally able to take possession. Here's Wedding. Wedding. He loses the puck, poked off his stick by Kavanaugh. And now the puck goes down the ice, and we're going to have another penalty. We have an interference call against the Blades. So interference call against the Blades, and we're waiting to see who's whistled for it. It's number 28, Wedding, getting whistled for interference. Power play time for the Cougars as they're up 5-4. Bishop throws a puck on net, deflected over the net by number 12, Dylan Parshall. Parshall has it, leaves it into the far corner. Now Lenzi over to the far point, Laukkanen to Lenzi. Fires a shot from the far circle. Rebound comes loose. Severson's going to hold on, and now we have some stick work in front of the Blades goaltender. And now we're going to have wholesale player changes for the Cougars. As they look to build on their lead with 4:26 to play, and the Cougars leading 5-4, minute 37 remaining on the power play. Janjic will take the draw for the Cougars. And we had offsetting roughing penalties for the Cougars and the Blades. So it looks like Dylan Parshall's in the box for the Cougars. All right, Kavanaugh. So it's still 5-on-4 hockey here with 4:01 to play. Puck inside the Blade zone. Moskalik loses the puck. Comes out to center ice. Here comes Lewis. Lewis feeding it over to Soren Kolstrup. Kolstrup fires a shot that goes wide behind goaltender Martinovich and comes along the near boards. Taken down was Kolstrup. No call there. A little acting probably on Kolstrup, trying to get the benefit of the call. Kavanaugh will take possession behind his own net. He'll leave it. Now Kavanaugh will skate it up. Over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke carrying the puck in along the near boards inside the Blade zone. Coy Payne and Van Dyke battling along the near boards. Now firing a shot wide was Henry Laukkanen. And actually making the glove save and holding on was Mike Severson with 3:15 to play. And 26 seconds remaining on the power play for the Cougars. Van Dyke will take the draw. Cougars win the draw. Throwing it down low is Bishop. Into the near corner. Digging it out. Looks like Aronovich. Aronovich wheeling around and firing a shot from the far circle. And Severson was ready for it, and he'll hold on. No rebound given. Face off to the left of Severson. With just 10 seconds remaining on the power play and 2:59 remaining in the third period. Cougars, who are at 1 point trailing 4-3, have come back with two goals to take a 5-4 lead. All right, Aronovich in the far corner. Drops it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke along the far boards. He'll ring it down low to Aronovich. Aronovich tries to throw it over to Marcuselli. And the Blades look to counter and clear. Back at full strength. Soren Kolstrup has it. Tries to stop, and the puck's knocked off his stick by Eric Norman. And now Chase Lewis has it for the Blades. Throws it over to Goyne. Goyne shot on net. And taken down is Aronovich as he was hooked. That should be a penalty. Going to be a penalty against the Steele County Blades for tripping. And Steele County is in disbelief on this penalty call. So it's been a penalty-filled game for sure. And another penalty, why not? Steele County not happy with that call. Going to the box for tripping is Soren Kolstrup. And that might have been a little acting on the Cougars' part, but nonetheless, penalty is called. All right, puck in the near corner inside the Blades zone. Blades have to kill off this penalty and also look to tie the game up, so they might pull their goalie here. As we move along in this period. Puck loose in the slot, firing a shot over the net. Was number 11, Zach Bettmang, on a giveaway inside the Cougar zone. Shorthanded opportunity. Now Henry Laukkanen. Minute 21 remaining on the power play for the Cougars. Minute 31 in the game. Not empty net. Here comes Lenzi inside the zone. Lenzi circling, fires a shot that goes sticked into the near corner by Severson. Coming out with it is Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh drops it over to the near boards to Miskalic. Miskalic cross ice pass over to Henry Laukkanen cutting in from the point. And he makes no mistake. Power play goal for the Cougars. And that will put a nail in the coffin for the steal as Henry Laukkanen cuts in from the point on a great pass. Cross ice pass here from Miskalic. He's going to backhand it all the way over to a cutting Henry Laukkanen. Great play by Miskalic. And a nice goal there by Laukkanen to cut in from the far point. 6-4 in favor of the Cougars with a minute 6 remaining in the game. All right, let's see if the Steele pull their goalie at all. And what do we have? We have a slashing call against someone. Well, it's Wedding going to the box for the steal, so another penalty. This time is slashing against Chase Wedding. So that's what's happening here. Okay, so he got kicked out of the game. Lenzi and Miskalic on the assist on the Laukkanen goal. Chase Wedding got ejected, so he's going to get a one-game suspension. And serving the penalty for Wedding will be Jordan Jackson, number 23. 57 seconds to go, 6-4. Cougars, and the Cougars are on the power play. Parshall dumps the puck behind the Blades net. Blades look to get the puck out on the far boards. Comes out to Bishop at center ice. Bishop will dump it on net, and that gets deflected by goaltender Severson to the far boards. Laukkanen hops in to pinch it in and keep it inside the zone. 27 seconds remaining here in the period, in the game. And offsides is Josh Goyne for the Blades. Just a few seconds, few more seconds remaining here in the game. The Blade take possession. Skating inside the zone was Zach Bettmang. He threw the puck on net. And that got kicked to the side. Now the puck behind the net. Comes loose to Janzik. Janzik throws it over to the near boards. And that hops over the stick of Cusat. Cusat has it. He'll throw the puck towards the net, but the whistle sounds. And time runs out here for the Blades, who at one point led 3-1 and 4-3. But the Cougars storm back here in the third period to take a... Cougars storm back here in the third period to take a 6-4 victory after trailing 4-3 for most of the second half of the game. So good game. Good effort there by the Cougars. Six goals apiece. Six goals for the Cougars. Two for Michael Helf. Two for Jonathan Miskalic. One for Nate Janzik. And then that last goal by Henry Laukkanen would be the icing on the cake for the Cougars. For the Steel County Blades, they had individual goals by Oscari Valley, Zach Bettmang, Caleb Combs, and Chase Wedding. So there you see the Cougars raising their sticks to their fans. That's the final score here in the Leafs Ice Center in West Dundee, Illinois. Final score, the Chicago Cougars 6, the Steel County Blades 4. For Tim Helms and Chris Hamilton, I'm Eric Woolwhite saying so long and see you next time on Fast Hockey, powered by the Illinois Media School. So long, everybody.